Peace be with all brothers and sisters.
今天晚上要用一篇一首做见证的歌，跟大家来查考神的教训。
Today I'd like to use the topic a song of witness as mutual encouragement.
摩西，我们现在读《生命记》啊，已经读到最后，摩西即将要离开这个世界。
And we have reached the point in Deuteronomy when Moses is about to leave this world.
那在生命记三十一章开始的时候，摩西他120岁，他召聚以色列众百姓，跟他们做了一篇最后的勉励。
And in chapter 31 of Deuteronomy, and Moses is 120 years old, and he called the people of Israel to him.
然后他也对他的继承者约书亚做了一番鼓励。
And he has given his successor Joshua an encouragement also.
他也对以色列众长老以及祭司的位人做一个最后的提醒，他们以后要做的工作。
He has given the elders and priests of Israel a last reminder of the work they must carry out.
然后最后就是神亲自召摩西跟约书亚一起到会幕去，在那个地方等于正式的让约书亚接续摩西的工作。从此摩西就要离开这个世界。
Then the Lord called Moses and Joshua into the tabernacle where Joshua was officially inaugurated and Moses prepared to leave this job.
所以在那个会幕里面，神先跟摩西预告了将来以色列百姓进入迦南地之后他们发生的事情。
Inside this tabernacle, the Lord foretold Moses all the things that would happen to the Israelites in the land of Canaan.
然后讲完之后，神就吩咐摩西说要他写一篇歌。
And after these things, God told Moses to write a song.
这篇歌要作为以后他们的子孙见证他们背弃神之后，他们所犯的错误，让他们自己从口中讲出他们自己的罪。
And this song is a witness for the children of Israel of their sins.
就是说，他们所做的事情其实是神早就提醒他们不要做的，但他们执意去做。
And these offenses or mistakes they make are things that God had already warned them of, but they committed again.
所以最后神要摩西写这一篇歌。
So lastly, God told Moses to write this song.
好，那摩西就真的照神的吩咐，其实这一篇歌应该是神告诉他写的，所以真正的作者是神。
So the true writer of this song is God.
然后摩西只是代言替神把这些话写下来。
Moses wrote down the song in the place of God.
然后照着神的吩咐，要教导以色列百姓，众百姓都要学会这首歌。
And according to the word of God, he was to teach the people of Israel this song.
然后最后在三十一章的最后那里提到摩西把神的律法书也写下来之后放在耶柜旁边。
And after Moses wrote down the book of the law, he put it next to the Ark of the Covenant.
那所以看起来在三十一章神特别留给百姓两个做见证的证据，要来将来见证他们自己背弃神之后的错误。
So in chapter 31 we see that God has given the people of Israel two evidences or witnesses of their mistakes that they will make.
第一个就是三十一章第十九节，神跟摩西说要写这篇歌。我们看第十九节。
And the first one is the song that God told Moses to write in verse 19.
现在你要写一篇歌，教导以色列人，传给他们，使这歌见证他们的不是。
19. Now therefore, write down this song for yourselves and teach it to the children of Israel.
第22节。
22.
当日摩西就写了一篇歌，教导以色列人。
Therefore, Moses wrote this song the same day and taught it to the children of Israel.
就是神在会幕跟摩西耶稣亚显现的时候跟他说的，然后当天摩西就写下来了，就写好了，很快就写好了。
So God told Moses and Joshua this when he appeared to them in the tabernacle, and the same day Moses wrote down the song.
然后第23节这个地方神特别跟耶稣亚亲自显现跟他说你要刚强壮胆，因为你必领以色列人进我所起誓应许他们的地，我必与你同在。
Then the Lord personally appeared to Joshua and said, "Be strong and of good courage, for you shall bring the children of Israel into the land which I swore to them, and I will be with you."
这应该是也是发生摩西跟约书亚一起在会幕里啊，神在云柱当中向他们显现的时候啊所说的话。
And this is what God spoke to them in the pillar of cloud when He appeared in the tabernacle.
啊，所以啊，这个等于是正式的约书亚接受了这个啊带领百姓的工作，这等于是一个就职典礼一样。
And this is an official inauguration of Joshua.
啊，然后之后啊，摩西呢，他当然就把这首歌写完了。那同时呢，第二十四节特别说，他还把这个神所说的这个律法书把它写下来。啊，我写了一本律法书。
Then Moses, in verse 24, wrote the book of the law.
好，第二十六节说，他现在把这一本书啊交给利未人，跟他说要将这个律法书放在主你们神的约柜旁，可以在那里见证以色列人的不是。
And the Lord told Moses to give this book of the law to the Levites. And in 26 it says, "Take this book of the law and put it beside the ark of covenant."Of the Lord your God, that it may be there as a witness against you.
啊，所以最后摩西留给百姓，他在生命的最后几天呢，他留给百姓几样东西啊。
So in the last few days of his life, Moses left behind a couple of items.
我们从三十一章一开始，他留给百姓一篇非常啊，从他的心肠肺腑里面所给他们的啊提醒跟劝勉。
And he gave them exhortation from his heart from the beginning of chapter 31.
神特别跟他们，摩西特别跟他们跟百姓说，不要你们要刚强壮胆，不要害怕。
He told them to be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid.
神一定跟你们同在，不把你们丢弃，所以你们不会当孤儿。神要带领你们啊，征战，你们必然得胜。
God will never forsake you, but He will lead you and guide you and give you victory.
好，然后啊，最后他留给百姓的。还是啊，这一首歌，还有啊这一本律法书。
Lastly, he left behind the song and the book of law.
那这两个东西啊，书跟歌都要见证他们的不是，以后他们子孙一看就知道啊，当初啊他们真的啊忘记了摩西跟神一再的吩咐，他们偏离了神啊，结果遭遇这样的一个后果。
And these two items shall be evidence for the future children of Israel of how they will go against the commandment of the Lord and fall into peril.
这等于是摩西的最后一个任务，神给他的最后一个任务了。
And this is the last job that God instructed Moses to carry out.
那这个任务就是写完歌之后还要教导百姓，会啊，他们都要了解啊，应该也要会唱，因为是歌嘛，所以会唱。
And this responsibility includes Moses teaching the Israelites so they know how to sing this song.
那所以当时候摩西他在写这篇歌的时候，心情应该是很沉重的。
So at the time Moses must have been heavy-hearted when writing this song.
因为他知道百姓日后的表现是什么。
Because he knew the behavior of the future Israel.
因为第二十七节他说，因为我知道你们是悖逆的啊，应着景象的，我今日还活着与你们同在，你们。尚且这样悖逆神，何况我死后呢？
27. For I know your rebellion and your stiff neck. If today, while I am yet alive with you, you have been rebellious against the Lord, then how much more after my death?
第二十八节说，你们要将你们的支派的众长老、官长都召聚了来，我好将这些话说给他们听，并呼天唤地，见证他们的不是。
28 reads, Gather to me all the elders of your tribes and your officers that I may speak these words in their hearing and call heaven and earth to witness against them.
所以最后他把这个律法书跟这一篇歌都让众百姓，包括这些官长、这些支派的族长都了解啊，他们如果没有小心，以后一定会落入这样的歌里面所描述的情境里。
And he is to tell these elders of the tribes and all the officers of Israel what kind of destruction that will come upon them and because of these future offenses.
我们不知道当时候以色列众百姓他们在听摩西在讲解或者在教导这篇歌的时候，他们的心情如何了。
We don't know the mindset of the Israelites when they were listening to the song.
但是我们可以自己去想象，如果我们已经在听的时候就知道说以后就是这种遭遇啊，那当世代的人会是用一个什么样的心情去面对这样的预言呢？
But if we use our imagination, look with what kind of heart Will we, will this present generation listen to the future of their children?
因为最后他的预告的结果就是百姓会全然败坏。
Because the prophecy is that the Israelites will be corrupt.
就是第二十九节说，我知道我死后你们必全然败坏，偏离我所吩咐你们的道，行真理中看为恶的事，以所所做的惹他发怒，日后必有祸患临到你们。
29. For I know that after my death you will become utterly corrupt and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you, and evil will befall you in the latter days because of the evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands.
那这个也就是这一首做见证的歌之后最后所要表达的啊，他们一定会落入这样的一个情况里。
And this is the message that the song will convey, that in the end they will fall into this kind of destruction.
那如果是一个有智慧心里面有智谋的，他们可以知道神所说的这些话的意义，那他们一定会很谨慎啊，教导他们的子女，日后你一定要小心，因为这件事情要一代传一代啊，因为这个不是马上发生，而是日后才会发生的结果。
But the wise and the vigilant will instruct their children generation after generation because this is what will befall them in the latter days.
所以第三十二章呢，一开始就是这一首歌的具体的内容。
And 32 describes the content of the song.
那这一首歌也成为整个以色列百姓在这四十年的旷野生活里面的闭幕歌，也就是说，接下来他们的旷野旅程就到这边结束了。
This song marks the ending of their 40 years in the wilderness.
他们旷野旅程的开头，过红海之后，出埃及记第十五章特别也描述了摩西赞美神的一首歌，那一首歌就是开幕的歌。
The song which they sing after they cross the Red Sea marks the beginning of their wandering.
出埃及记第十五章里面讲的那一首歌啊，是他们面对拯救，他们看到神这个大能的手所施行的这个神迹奇事啊，众百姓包括妇女所有人一起从心里面歌颂神的赞美歌。
And the song recorded in Exodus chapter 15 is the song of praise by the Israelites and all the women to praise God for his salvation.
这首歌展开了旷野的旅程。
This song began the journey in the wilderness.
那也是在当时候对整个众百姓来说，哇，他们看到神的作为，心里面对神充满敬畏。
And for the Israelites, when they saw the work of God, their hearts were full of fear.
但是那个时候是这一首一开始的开幕的歌是他们摩西他是从心里面这样子写出来的，所以他对神的颂赞跟感谢。
This is the song of Moses from the bottom of his heart, out of his praise and his worship for God.
但是《申命记》三十二章最后这个闭幕的歌呢，却是神告诉摩西要写下来的见证。
But this closing song is rather a witness.
其实是神让摩西知道，要摩西写下来的。
And God let Moses know these things and told him to write it down.
那所以现在我们要跟以色列百姓一起来学习这一首歌。
So we will now learn with the Israelites this song.
因为这首歌最后成为我们很重要的提醒。
Because it will become an important reminder for us.
因为当摩西他讲完了这首教导他们这首歌完之后呢。
So after Moses finished teaching them this song,
他最后留下一段话。
He left behind a message.
那这段话其实就是那一天就是摩西要死以前所讲的了。
And these words were spoken before his death.
因为如果从第三十二章、三十三章、三十四章我们这样看呢，其实摩西最后要死那一天呢，他讲了好多，他讲了一些话，他做了许多事情的。
And if we look at chapter 32 to 34, Moses did many things before his death.
好，我们先来看三十二章四十六节。
Let's first look at chapter 32, verse 46.
这是让我们先抓住他这一首歌的真正最重要的主题。
And this verse lets us grasp the key of this song.
四十六节，我今日所警教你们的，你们都要放在心上，要吩咐你们的子孙谨守遵行这律法上的话。
46, and he said to them, set your hearts on all the words which I testify among you today, which you shall command your children to be careful to observe all the words of this law.
47节，因为这不是虚空，与你们无关的事，乃是你们的生命，在你们过约旦河要得为业的地上，必因这事日子得以长久。
47, for it is not a futile thing for you, because it is your life, and by this word you shall prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to possess.
看第四十六节，摩西特别说，我今日所警教你们的事情，就是我今天告诉你们要学的这一篇歌啊，这些神的这些命令啊，神的预言。
46, he mentions the words which I testify among you today, referring to the song which he is going to teach them.
他说你一定要把它放在心上。
You must set it in your hearts.
而且要吩咐你们的子孙谨守遵行神的一切律法。
And you shall command your children to observe all the words of the law.
因为神的这，他说不是虚空的，不是没有意义的。
Because it is not a futile thing.
不是根本没有关系的，好像说哦，这是以前发生的事情，这是历史。
And this is not merely history.
他说这是你们的生命。
But it is your life.
现在你们进过了约旦河，是不是能够在这个应许地长世世代代一直在那边啊居住，得到神的福气啊赏赐，就看你今天对这些话神教导的这些事情，是不是真的把它放在心上。然后把它真的像你的生命这样子持守它。
And whether or not you are going to prolong your days in the land which you cross over now depends on whether or not if you observe the law.
那所以，那这一篇歌最后其实是要让百姓真的要啊把它记在心上，然后呢，他们要一直不断的传颂，然后教导啊子子孙孙啊都要啊从这一首歌里面去得到提醒。
Moses asked the Israelites to pass the song from generation to generation and remind themselves.
好，那所以这首歌啊，啊，一共有43节哈。
And in total, there are 43 verses to this song.
那这一首歌啊，其实讲了预言将来要发生的事。
This song prophesies of things to come.
这是有关于预言性的诗歌。
This is a prophetic song.
因为在这里面，它很多都是用未来式的啊的写法在表达。
And it is written in future tense.
就是说，将来神要这样做，将来百姓会这样子表现。
And in the future, this will happen, and God will do such and such.
然后在这首歌里面，我们看到很多时候都是神用第一人称说我要做什么，是神在说话。
And throughout the song, God speaks in first person.
但是一开始，当然摩西他要教导百姓，所以他一定会先说啊，有一个开头。所以我们现在来看32章第1节。
And so in the beginning, Moses gives an introduction. Let's look at 32.
从第一节到第三节。
From 1 to 3.
那这个就是摩西他先呼天唤地，他说：“天啊，地啊，你们现在要来听，我要讲话了。”
He calls the heavens and earth and says, "Give ear, O heavens and earth."
第二节说，我的教训要淋漓如雨，我的言语要滴落，啊，如露啊，如细雨降在嫩草上，如甘霖降在菜蔬中。
Two, let my teaching drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, as raindrops on the tender herb, as showers on the grass.
这里在特别提到，现在他只要讲的这些话语，他这些言语，这些教训啊。他说他会甘霖像雨降在菜蔬草地上，让这些所有的这些 生命啊植物都成长起来，是因为它是有生命的，它是带来生命的。
And this word will come as rain and dew and nourish the ground so it will grow because it holds life.
然后第三节他说，我要宣告神的名啊，你们要大德归给我们的神。
3.For I proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God.
所以这首歌，神的名字底下所讲出来的。
This song was spoken under the name of God.
他要强调神他的大德就是伟大啊，因为我们用大德来表示，就是神是非常伟大。他要提到神的作为，以及神对他百姓所要施展的啊这些啊将来会发生的事情呢。
And he will ascribe to the greatness of God, the works of God, and the things to happen.
所以这一开始的第三节就是他说要大家每个人都要注意，天地都要注意听的，因为这些 神在神的名底下所讲的这些话语是跟我们的生命跟我们的跟人的生命有关系的。
Everyone including the heavens and earth must listen because this song is proclaimed under the name of God.
好，然后最后从第四节开始，
It starts from verse 4
到第六节，
and to verse 6
他就来介绍我们所敬拜的这位神是怎么样的神呢？
The introductory tells us of who our God is.
所以我们如果看这样，我们现在来看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
他是磐石，他的作为完全，他所行的无不公平，是诚实无畏的神，又公义又正直。
For he is a rock, his work is perfect. For all his ways are justice, a God of truth and without injustice. Righteous and upright is he.
第五节说，这乖僻弯曲的世代向他行事邪僻，有这弊病就不是他的儿女。
5. They have corrupted themselves. They are not his children because of their blemish, a perverse and crooked generation.
六节，愚昧无知的民啊，你们这样报答神吗？他岂不是你的父将你买来的吗？他是制造你、建立你的。
6. Do you thus deal with the Lord, O foolish and unwise people? Is he not your father who bought you? Has he not made you and established you?
第七节说，你当追想上古之日，思念历代之年，问你的父亲，他必指示你；问你的长者，他必告诉你。
7. Remember the days of old, consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you, your elders, and they will tell you.
好，我们如果从第四节到第六节就好，我们就看到他这里神是信实的神，然后完全的神。
From verse 4 to 6 we see that it emphasizes how God is a true and perfect God.
他是公义，
He is righteous and upright.
所以他讲过的话会实现，
The words he speaks will come to pass.
但是人呢，这些人却是弯曲邪僻的，然后呢是愚昧无知的。
But men are perverse and crooked, foolish and unwise.
好，那这个磐石，做磐石的，公义又正直的个神，他说像父亲一样。
And this upright and righteous God is like a father.
他这个父亲是他说把你从这个为奴之地买来的，是付代价的，然后又来制造你、建立你的。
And he has established you and bought you from the land of bondage.
但是这些邪僻的儿女呢，却是反过来来轻视他，然后忤逆他，用这样的非常不对称的方式来报答这个这么爱他们的神。
But these foolish children, they only provoke God and disobey the God for His love that He has given.
所以你看他这个第五节，我们中文说这个乖僻弯曲的世代向他行事邪僻。那这个所谓的邪僻，其实就是败坏，就是说我们人这个做儿女的，用一些在神眼中所憎恶的事情来败坏这个跟神的关系。
And we do so many things to perverse the relationship that they had with God.
也就是说，其实如果人认识这位这么伟大的神是像父亲一样在爱每一个人，那么这些儿女就应该要好好的去保持这样一个亲密的关系，然后一直能够得到神的这个保护，他的作为所以人应该是要感谢赞美神才对，不应该是用这个方式来对待他的。
And if the children truly knew how God loved them so much, they would not disobey Him in such manner.
好，所以四节到六节这个讲这个神的伟大。
So 4-6 speaks of God's greatness.
从第七节开始到第十四节。
From 7-14.
其实这个在说明神的爱，神对百姓的他的怜悯跟赏识。
These verses speak of God's mercy and love towards His people.
这个上古之日历代之年，这些父亲长者，他们都是亲眼见过神的作为，他们亲身体验神的这些慈爱跟带领。
And the days of old and years of many generations have known God's love and deliverance.
好，第八节说，至高者将地业分给列邦，将世人分开，就照以色列人的数目立定万民的疆界。
And verse 8 says, the Most High divided their inheritance to nations and set boundaries of the people according to the number of the children of Israel.
这里说明这个至高者他在分配土地，他在定列邦他们的这些疆界的时候，是以神的百姓为中心的。所以在神眼中，神的百姓为主，其他人是来配合的。
And verse 8 describes how God set the boundaries according to the number of His people.
所以在这位神的至高者的眼中，这一群属他的民是非常尊贵的。
In the eyes of God, these people belonging to Him are precious.
为什么？
Why?
因为他说这些人是我的产业，是我的份。
Because He said these people are my inheritance.
那既然是这样子，他说，你看这个父亲啊，他就要训练他的这些子民，让他真的能够有神的这些性情，能够像神这样子公义又正直。把所有的神的好处都要承接在他们身上才对啊。
If this is so, then God wants to train up His people so that they will have all His characteristics.
所以我们现在看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
神的份本是他的百姓，他的产业本是雅各。
9. For the Lord's portion is His people, Jacob is the place of His inheritance.
第十节，神遇见他在旷野、荒凉、野兽吼叫之地，就环绕他、看顾他、保护他，如同保护眼中的瞳人。
10. He found him in the desert land, and in the wasteland, a howling wilderness. He encircled him, he instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye.
这个来说明雅各他当时在旷野的遭遇，神就是这样的爱他的。
And this is describing the situation of Jacob in the wilderness.
你看，所以神，你看雅各有神的保护，什么人都不能动他，所以拉班追赶他，追到最后也不能够。连讲话都要很小心，不能够讲一些不好听的话给他听。
So God protected Jacob everywhere, and even when Laban pursued him, he had to be careful of his words.
所以要强调这些雅各的后代，他们在神眼中的地位。
This is the portion of Jacob's descendants in God's eyes.
然后神要训练他的子民。
God will train up His people.
第十一节，又如鹰搅动巢窝，在雏鹰以上两翅三展。接起雏鹰，背在两翼之上。
11. As an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over his young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wings.
这个就是你看那个老鹰在训练小鹰飞翔的时候，它的做法。
This is what an eagle does when it is training its young.
所以看起来好像让他们遭遇危险，其实这是有神训练的目的。
It is as if he is letting them fall into peril, but God has His own purpose.
重点就是要让他们能够真的得到神的力量啊，知道神与他们同在，能够超越这个世界。所以他们虽然活在地上，他可是他们是超越的，他们不会跟随这个异邦的风俗。
And the purpose is for them to transcend the world, and so they will not follow trend of society.
像鹰这样子有力，像鹰这样子高超的。
So they will be as strong as eagles.
然后第十二节这样子，神独自引导他，并无外邦神与他同在。
12. So the Lord alone led him, and there is no foreign god with him.
然后你就提到说，这个就是神独立的作为，因为没有一个人，没有一个神能够这样做的。
This is the work of God alone, and there's no foreign god that is able to do this.
神从埃及把他们领出来到这里的。
God delivered them out of Egypt to here.
然后呢，接下来呢，他说他要让神要让他的百姓乘驾地的高处。
And then it says that he will let them ride on the heights of the earth.
要把这个你看从田间的土产到这个牲畜的最好的啊，这个奶油脂油全部都要。供养他的子民呢？
And he will let them eat the produce of the fields and draw honey from the rock.
这个说明神对他的百姓的照顾。
This describes the care of God towards His people.
这个都在强调神的慈爱。
And emphasizes God's love.
但是可惜的，第十五节开始到第十八节。
But unfortunately, from 15 to 18,
我们就看到这些神的他所宝贵的这一群子民，竟然是这样子背逆他、轻视他。
And it is a pity that the people God loved so much rebelled against him and despised him.
他们在得到富足之后，他们就变心了，然后就跟从别神了。
After they became wealthy, they had a change of heart and followed other gods.
第十五节，但耶稣伦渐渐肥胖粗壮，光润踢跳奔跑，便离弃造他的神，轻看救他的磐石。
15. But Jeshurun grew fat and kicked. You grew fat and you grew thick. You are obese. And he forsook the God who made him.
这个耶稣人呢，其实就是指的以色列。
And Joshua refers to the Israelites.
我们现在看以赛亚书四十四章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 44.
以赛亚书四十四章。
Isaiah chapter 44.
看第一节。
Chapter 44, verse 1.
四十四章第一节，我的仆人雅各，我所拣选的以色列啊，现在你当听，造就你，又从你出胎造就你，并要帮助你的主如此说，我的仆人雅各。我所拣选的耶稣伦啊，不要害怕。
First one, hear me now, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus says the Lord, who made you, who informed you from the womb, who will help you. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and you, Joshua, whom I have chosen.
啊，这里特别，我们如果对照看就知道，这个耶稣伦就是以色列的另外一个称呼。
If we compare these, we will know that Joshua is another form of addressing Israelites.
那耶稣伦这个。字的意思就是那个正直的 upright one， 就是正直的人。
And the meaning of Joshua is upright。
表示说在神眼中啊，这些百姓应该是像他一样，公义又正直的才对。
So in the beginning, the Israelites should have been like God, who is upright。
因为他们是神所拣选的。
Because they are people chosen by God。
是神特别造就、帮助、建立起来的。
God specially established them。
啊，所以他们承受了神所有的祝福了。
They have received God's blessings.
但是，在三十二章的第十五节就说，等到肥胖健壮之后，他反过来离弃了造他的神，轻看了他的磐石。
But when they grew fat, they forsook God and scornfully esteemed the rock of their salvation.
然后他们去敬拜别神，去祭祀这些鬼魔啊，就是这些偶像。
And they provoked him to jealousy with foreign gods and offered to demons.
第十八三十二章十八节说：“你轻忽生你的磐石，忘记产你的神呢。”
And in verse 18 it says, "You have forgotten the God who fathered you."
这个就是他前面在第六节所说的，愚昧无知的民啊，你们是这样子报答神的吗？
And this is what it means when Moses says in verse 6, O foolish and unwise people, is this how you repay your God?
这个神这么爱、慈爱、这么怜悯、这么多赏赐，他是生你养你的，但是你却这样子回报他。
And this God who bore you and loved you, you repay him in such manner.
我们如果看到这里，有时候我们真的要常常想，神对我们的照顾，他给我们的恩典有多少？我们又是怎么样来回报这位爱我们的神呢？
And when we read this, we have to think to ourselves how much grace and blessings has God given us, and how have we repaid Him?
我们有时候真的要从心里面好好的去反省我们自己。
Sometimes we must examine ourselves.
因为人往往是在这个顺境的时候，在肥胖健壮之后，嘿，就很容易把神的这个提醒命令把它轻忽了。就会误用神的恩典说啊，没有关系，因为神这样爱我，所以我这样做无所谓。
And in times of wealth and success, we often look down on God's blessings and take it for granted.
所以所谓轻浮是什么意思？
What is to look lightly on something?
也就是说，不会把神所讲的话当真当那么一回事。
And it is to not believe what God says.
然后就很容易就把神忘记了。
It is to forget God.
那这个就是在强调我们人就是有这个健忘的特质。
And this is the characteristic of man.
所以我们往往不会去感谢。有时候我们在那个当下对帮助过我们的人，我们很感谢，会带领我们的神，我们会感谢赞美他。可是时间，我们就会渐渐说啊，好像也没有什么啊，就是这样子啊。
And for us, we might thank the people who help us and thank God when He helps us initially, but after time, we just take it for granted.
所以很多。都有这个毛病，就是所谓的过河拆桥。
And we have this problem, which is
过河拆桥就是啊，你本来人家帮助你架了这个桥，你可以走过去，人家过了之后就把桥把它拆掉了，所以忘记了别人给我们的恩典了。
This can be compared to a man who crosses a bridge and dismantles the bridge after he has crossed it.
哦，这个就是当时候百姓这样子回报神，这个叫做愚昧无知。
And this is the foolish and unwise way God, the Israelites repaid God.
好，从第十九节开始到二十七节。
From verse 19 to 27.
这里 这一段最特殊的都是神用第一人称说我来表达。
A special characteristic of this section is that God uses first person.
我们从第一节一直看到第十八节，它都是摩西在讲的，都是第三人称在描述神。
And from 1 to 18, Moses describes God in third person.
但是从第十九节开始，就是神说话。
But from verse 19, God speaks himself.
神第十九节，神看见他的儿女惹动他，就厌恶他们，说，好，接下去就是神说的话。
19, and when the Lord saw it, he spurned them because of the provocation of his sons and daughters, and he said.
好，所以这个就是神面对这些啊，忘记他的这些子民啊，他所要施行的作为。
And these are the things that God will do to his people who has forgotten them.
因为这些百姓最严重的结果啊，罪就是他们去跟从别神，去敬拜鬼魔，而不是在敬拜这位生养他们的这个像父亲一样的真神。
And the gravest crime that the Israelites have committed is that they have turned to the idols instead of the God who bore them and raised them.
就惹动神的愤怒。
And they provoked God's anger.
那我们查考过那个百姓，他们做了当时候神所憎恶的事，最严重的就是去敬拜偶像、跟从别神这个罪。
The sin of worshiping other idols is the greatest abomination towards God.
所以当时候，你看他们这样做法，接下来神就厌恶他们了。
And God,
神厌恶了，神就是。
God saw them as an abomination.
好，那现在第二十节哈。
And let's look at verse 20.
好，他说我要向他们掩面，看他们的结局如何。
I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end will be.
首先，神是把那个脸遮起来啊，向他们掩面不看的啊。
And God will cover his, hide his face, and he will not look at them.
那当神不看的时候，那他们现在这些福气就没有了啦。
And when God is not looking at them, they lose all these blessings.
那他们接下来所遭遇的就是很悲惨的。
And the things which will happen to them are very disastrous.
那其实神掩面不看，这个是一开始其实要可以因为这样子反省，得到反省，然后回转归向神的。
But this is because God wants them to turn back from their sins and look into His face again.
二十节半句，他说他们本是极乖僻的族类啊，心中没有诚实的儿女。
Because in the latter part of verse 20, it says, "For they are a perverse generation, children in whom is no faith."
那个心中没有诚实，我们中文用诚实，其实它原来就是没有信，就是他们心中对神没有信心，这个就是百姓当时候的问题。
And the problem with Israel is that in their hearts they had no faith towards God.
所以他们现在对神的那些作为，他们就看不清楚，他们也不了解啊，他们这样离开神。跟从别神有多严重呢？
They did not understand the works of God, nor how serious it was for them to leave God.
好，所以呢，现在神要让他们去改变哦。第二十一节，他们以那个不算为神的触动我的愤恨啊，以虚无的神惹我的怒气。那我也要以那不曾指明的触动他们的愤恨啊，与愚昧的国民来惹他们的怒气。
21. They have provoked me to jealousy by what is not God. They have moved me to anger by their foolish idols. I will provoke them to jealousy by those who are not a nation. I will move them to anger by a foolish nation.
这一句话在罗马书第十章保罗特别引用的。
And these words are especially used by Paul in Romans chapter 10.
那就是要来说明神要用人来给这些选民了解说，你看本来他们所轻视，本来不配的，现在因为你们离弃神，现在他们这些人要被神接纳，得到恩典，然后让他们觉得很嫉妒。哇，神怎么可以这样子待我们？怎么可以把这个爱给其他人呢？
And God wants them to understand that God has given them a special gift by choosing His people, but now He will use the other nations to provoke them to jealousy, so they know that God loved them only.
所以十章保罗特别用这段话来说明那些拒绝主耶稣的这些当时的犹太人，他们一定会后来看到这些外邦人，他们接受主的救恩之后，他们所享受的神的恩典，让他们反过来去反省，然后他们愿意来再一次接纳主耶稣基督。
So Paul holds that by saying this in Romans chapter 10, the Jews who rejected Lord Jesus Christ will see the blessings that God has given to the Gentiles and turn back to worship Lord Jesus.
让他们可以接纳主耶稣基督做救主。
And to receive Lord Jesus as their savior.
所以第三十二章的这一段一节开始呢，现在神在怒气当中向百姓所做的事情。
And verse 21 it speaks of what God will do under the anger.
哇，那神一发怒，就很多灾难祸患临到百姓了。
And once God is angered, there are many perils that come upon the Israelites.
所以第二十三节说，我要将祸患堆在他们身上。
23 says, I will heap disasters on them.
好，第二十四节说，他们会因为饥饿来要消瘦，他们本来很肥胖，现在就开始消瘦了。
And 24 says, they will be wasted with hunger because they were once fat.
好，他要打发野兽来咬他们，伤害他们。
And he will send them teeth of beasts.
然后最后，你看他们是祸不单行。第二十五节说，外头有刀剑，内室有惊恐。使人伤亡，然后少男童女吃奶的白发的，就是男女老少全部都灭绝。
And 25 says the sword shall destroy outside, there shall be terror within, for the young man and the virgin, the nursing child with the man of gray hairs, saying that young to old all will be destroyed.
然后第二十六节，我说我要将他们分散远方，使他们的名号从人间除灭。
26 I would have said I will dash them in pieces.
也就是说，神要兴起外敌来攻打他们，掳掠他们。
And God will send nations from outside to take them captive.
好，所以现在到第二十六节这一段呢，就是当时候神他在怒气当中对百姓即将要做的工的事情。
This is what God said He would do in His anger.
那从二十七节以后
，But from 27 on.
那这些神兴起的这些仇敌啊，这些外邦啊，他们现在来掳掠以色列人，他们也有一个错误的印象，以为他们很厉害，所以他们可以把这些列国都把它消灭了。
But these other nations, who are sent by God to capture the Israelites and destroy them, they have the wrong mindset, thinking that they are very strong.
然后连这个以色列人，他们在这样的一个祸患当中，他们都。心里没有智慧，都搞不清楚说为什么他们今天会遭遇这样 的结局。
But under such destruction, the Israelites still have no idea why this kind of consequence came upon them.
二十八节，因为以色列民毫无计谋，心中没有聪明，唯愿他们有智慧，能明白这事，肯思念他们的结局。
For they are a nation void of counsel, nor is there any understanding in them. 29. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end.
其实这些被神兴起的仇敌是神手中的工具，是要来刑罚这些人，让他们可以明白，然后他们可以回转，再一次的归向神。
Actually, these nations are tools of God to let the people understand that they might turn back to God.
可是当时候，我们如果看历史，就发现，百姓以色列人，他们以为说他们所拜的神没有能力，外邦的神哇，他们这么厉害啊，所以他们反过去去追随这些外邦的偶像，然后惹动神更深的愤怒。
But the Israelites did not understand this, but pursued the foreign gods because their God, they thought their God was not strong enough and provoked God even further.
但其实神当时就已经在这个摩西的歌里面就说了，希望他们有智慧，他们心中有悟性，可以了解事情的原因是什么。
But Moses already told them in the song that hopefully they will have wisdom and understand why all these things are happening to them.
因为第三十节说，若不是他们的磐石卖了他们，若不是神交出他们，他们今天是不会遭遇到这种事，是纯粹是神把他们交出去了。
Because unless their God has sold them and the Lord has surrendered them, nothing like this would have happened.
然后最后呢，他在在从第二十七节开始。你就想到神其实最后神要真的出手来拯救，再一次拯救他们，因为神不忍心看他的百姓这样子被灭绝了。
But later it says that God himself will reach out his hand and save them because he cannot bear to see his people suffer.
因为最后神要来刑罚这些仇敌了。
And God will bring into judgment these enemies.
所以第三十五节，
So let's look at 35.
他们施脚的时候，深渊报应在我，因他们遭灾的日子近了，那要临在他们身上的，必速速来到。
35. Vengeance is mine and recompense. Their foot shall slip in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things to come hasten upon them.
所以35节这里讲，他们失脚的时候，就是这些来攻击百姓这些外邦仇敌呢，他们最后啊，神要对他们跟他们算账啊，他们他说临到他们的这些灭亡速速来到了。
And it says, their foot shall slip in due time, that is, God will bring them into judgment.
哦，那所以现在神要再次的拯救。
And God will once again redeem his people.
第36节开始。
From verse 36.
就看到神说，他说看到他的百姓没有能力，他们真的啊已经完全没有希望，他们现在已经知道只有神是可靠的，所以他们现在因为这样的心，神就为他们后悔，再一次的拯救他们。
And when he sees that their power is gone and there's no one remaining, God will have mercy on them once they understand that only God can help them.
那当时候这些百姓在这样的困苦当中，他们所拜的那些偶像都没有办法拯救，最后他们还是要回来，乖乖回来寻求这个唯一的依靠。
And their suffering, none of the other idols can help them, but only God can help them.
所以最后第三十九节，你们如今要知道。我唯有我是神，在我以外并无别神。我使人死，我使人活，我损伤，我也医治，并无人能从我手中救出来。
So verse 39 reads, now see that I, even I am He, and there is no God besides me. I kill and I make alive, I wound and I heal. Nor is there any who can deliver from my hand.
从你看这三十节这一句神的宣告，在以赛亚书44章、45章、何西阿书的第六章。都被引用，都被重复强调神的这个独一性。
And this, and also Isaiah chapter 45 and Hosea chapter 6, speaks of God's.
神是这样子独一的。
God's oneness.
只有他是神。
Only He is God.
他说，没有人，神如果定义要做的，神要损伤的，没有人能够救出去，因为他所有的主权都在这个神手上。
Only God can heal and wound, and only He can kill and make alive.
然后最后第四十节那里说，我向天举手，说我凭我的永生起誓。
And lastly, in verse 40, He says, I raise my hand to heaven and say.
第四十一节，神说我磨我闪亮的刀，我手掌审判之权。
41. I await my glittering sword, and my hand takes hold on judgment.
最后这成为审判的主。
Lastly, this God will become the Lord of judgment.
那这个主要来刑罚这些仇敌。
And this Lord will judge the enemies.
最后在这一篇的歌的末了，留下了一个主耶稣基督要再来人间，这位神要亲自来拯救的救恩的预表。
And lastly, in the end of the song, speaks of a prefiguration of the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ.
他在看到了主耶稣来要拯救，包括外邦人跟以色列选民的这一个救恩的亮光。
And he has seen this light of salvation that will redeem the Gentiles and also the people of Israel.
第四十三节。
43.
你们外邦人当与主的百姓一同欢呼，因为他要伸他仆人流血的冤，报应他的敌人。洁净他的地，救赎他的百姓。
43. Rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants and render vengeance to his adversaries. He will provide atonement for his land and for his people.
好，那所以最后看到的就是神的救赎。
Lastly, we see God's redemption.
这个救赎就是神外邦人跟主的百姓一同欢呼啊！神要从这个黑暗当中把他们救出来。
That God will redeem the Gentiles and His people from darkness.
就看到了主耶稣基督的影子。
And we see the shadow of Jesus Christ.
那这一篇歌就是这样子，以色列百姓他们就要世世代代的一直传颂。
And this song is a song that they must pass on from generation to generation.
一般有的圣经学者他们相信这一篇歌应该后来被写下来以后，跟这一本律法书放在衣柜旁边。成为以色列百姓的一个见证。
And theologians believe that this song, along with the Book of Life, was put beside the Ark of Covenant as a witness.
啊，然后要不断重复的教导每一个世代人去传颂。
And they will repeat it to every generation.
那 在读的时候，他们在唱的时候，哎，他们就一定要去想到啊这个结果。
When they are singing it, they will think of what will come upon them.
但他们如果是有智慧，真的是有聪明的人，他唱的时候，他就会想到说，哎呦，那我们以后一定要小心。
But if we have wisdom then and vigilance, then we will be careful when every time they will sing the song.
我们绝对不能够惹动神的愤怒。
They cannot provoke God to anger.
我们应该用顺服神、谨守他的诫命、吩咐来回报他的赏赐跟他的爱。
We must learn to obey God's word and His commandments in order to repay Him.
那这样子，我们的日子就可以长久。
And that way, we will prolong our days.
这个就是最后47节啊，所给我们强调的说。这些事不是虚空，不是跟我们无关的，这些事乃是我们的生命。
47. For this is not a futile thing, but it is your life.
愿我们一起来学习这首歌。
And may we learn this song together.
能够真的抓住神他所要给我们的生命。
And truly grasp onto the life that God has given us.
然后你看，这样歌教完以后，当天48节，那一天的同一天。神就叫摩西上山去了。
And on the very same day, in verse 48, God told Moses to go up to the mountain.
在那个山上，他就要归到列祖去。
And on that mountain, he rested with his fathers.
然后应该也是在同一这一天里，摩西要死以前啊，还有很多事情还，他还是放不下，所以最后他33章的记载，他为百姓各支派的一一的祝福。
And so even so, Moses must have many things on his mind. So in chapter 33, he blessed each tribe.
然后最后他就回到神那里去了。
And in the end, he returned to God.
所以愿主也是帮助我们都能够从今天晚上所查考这一段得到提醒，让我们谨守遵行神的一切吩咐。
May God help us that through tonight's sermon, we may learn to grasp on to all God's commandments.
唱诗442首。
Let's sing hymn 442.